On today's Church TechCast Q&A show, ProPresenter, and ProPresenter. Hi everyone, and welcome again to the Church TechCast Q&A show. This is the show where every week I try and answer your questions all about using technology in your church. My name is Paul Allen Clifford, and I'm your host. I'd love for you to join the conversation, by the way. So head on over to trinitydigitalmedia.com/contact, or if you're just watching the video, leave a comment below the video. Perfectly acceptable way to do it. You can also hit me up on Twitter, and that is Paul Allen Cliff, PaulAlanCliff. So let's head into the first of three questions, all on ProPresenter. You would think that I had a bunch of videos on ProPresenter or something. So the first question is from Jeremy Wade, and he asks, I've racked my brain. I'm trying to advance between video slides that share the same background sermon point videos and do not want to fade or transition or anything. Just want Pro to advance to next slide, no fades or dissolves. I can't seem to find a way to completely turn off transitions. I've toyed with dialing the times back on a dissolve, but it's just not working that well. Any thoughts? So we've gone back and forth a couple of times. It now seems almost as if I misread this earlier, and what you're trying to do is the text over video trick that I've talked about. And I don't see any reason why that wouldn't work as long as you use the default transition. Default transition means cut in ProPresenter parlance, but you've got to make sure that that's set everywhere. Now, in order to make sure that you have the one that is affecting what you're dealing with, if you've got something that's set to the fade or dissolve transition, and that's what you're seeing, change that to a wacky transition. I mean, you know, like the barn doors or something like that, where it's clear that that's what's happened, and see if that changes. If it doesn't change, you've not selected the correct transition, because there's about four or five different transitions that you can tweak to change what happens in any particular slide. There's slide level transitions, there's text transitions, there are song level transitions, and then there's a transition that affects the whole shebang and one that affects the background. So it really matters which one you choose, and when you go to change it, if nothing happens, you didn't choose the right one. So you really have to get in and do that. You might have to click edit slide and change the transition there. You might need to change the transition on the background or the foreground down below. There are just a few different places where you need to do that. But if you want a straight cut, it's the one that's marked default. Don't know why they didn't just call it cut, but that's the way that it is. Good day, Paul. This is I Am Dewey from Twitter. He'd already tweeted me, and I gave him my email address. View the PowerPoint first, which he sent to me. Take note of the transitions and animations, then import to Pro 5 and take note of what the latter does with the document. Also, on another question, do you notice that the center alignment guides, the yellow lines that show you the horizontal and vertical center, doesn't show sometimes? Clicking to show ruler doesn't fix it. It just appears and disappears as it feels. Thanks so much. Well, let's start with the last. I haven't seen it either show or not show, except I think you have to be in the appropriate view. So make sure that you are in the editor and make sure that you have the actual text box selected and not inside the text box or whatever you're trying to align, things like that, images, etc. That's really important because if you don't do it, it will feel like it's arbitrary. So the other thing is I took a look at your PowerPoint, and for I don't actually have Microsoft PowerPoint, and so I'm trying to track down a machine that has both ProPresenter and PowerPoint that I can play with this on. But looking at your transitions, I think that maybe, I know this isn't what you're asking, but from an artistic standpoint, it feels like maybe you need to dial those back a little bit, that I'm not sure what they're adding to what you're trying to do. With that said, you could bring them into ProPresenter and just set the transitions manually, and that would work. The other option is to make sure that ProPresenter is not set to be the topmost layer and have PowerPoint behind that running, and then you send ProPresenter to the top when you need it, and PowerPoint other times. I hope that makes sense. That's what Renewed Vision suggests if you want to do some more intense PowerPoint work. I think, I could be wrong, but I think at least they used to use kind of an older version of PowerPoint Viewer. I might be mixing this up in my head. And so not all the latest and greatest stuff was supported. Could be wrong. I think since they're now requiring PowerPoint, that's not exactly it, but just keep that in mind, and I'm going to continue to look. Finally, Dan Simon says, "Hi, Paul. I noticed that every video I import in Pro 5 is automatically set to palindrome. I have to manually set all the videos to stop at the end of play. Why is this, and is there a way to change this default behavior?" I looked and looked and looked, and I could swear I've seen it before, but for the life of me, I can't find how to do it, so I'm going to have to get back to you. If anyone else knows how to do this, please, by all means, leave a comment below the video or contact me in one of the ways that I mentioned before. All those are listed at trinitydigitalmedia.com/contact, by the way. So you can do that, and we'll see if we can't figure this out. I'm wondering if something just went askew, because that just seems odd that it's stuck in palindrome. So it might be that you need to reinstall ProPresenter or something like that. But in the meantime, I guess just reset them, and I'll continue to look and see if I can't figure it out. So I hope that helps you if you're a ProPresenter user like I am. There's all these little details that over time you just start to collect in your brain, and depending on how you use it, some things you won't see as much. So if you like this, you'll probably like my ProPresenter video series, which you can get by just going to bit.ly/pro5toots, PRO5TUTS. That'll take you directly to that playlist on YouTube. And that includes some stuff that personally I don't use, like the Bibles functionality, and some things that I'm just learning as I'm going along, just as you are. I've used ProPresenter 5 since almost the day it came out, and I just love it. Love it. So much better than ProPresenter 4 and on par with ProPresenter 3. So if you like this information, go ahead and you can join my email newsletter. It's totally free, and I've got five ProPresenter tips for those of you that like the answers to the questions that we talked about today. Or you can get a copy of my book on Twitter or a free video course. Totally up to you. They're all free, and you get a free subscription to my email newsletter where I share more stuff that's totally different than what I share on the videos, although sometimes links to other things as well. Until next time, this is Paul Allen Clifford with TrinityDigitalMedia.com. Go out and change eternity.